Nothing happens. World in chaos. The 4th of October of 2006. This is Severian for Unnews. Today in the Blue Planet, an unprecedented event. Nothing remotely newsworthy happened today. Nope, nothing. No suicide bombers, no new wars, no scientific breakthroughs, no dogs crossing icy rivers, not even an Elvis sighting. Nothing. Worldwide, all television networks and radio stations' regular lineups were preempted to cover this lack of news. Leading advertisers, overpaid narcissistic actors who wanted to see themselves, and fans of shows to protest this lack of news. Quoth one angry citizen, "I wanted to see if Locke, Eco, and Desmond made it out of the hatch. Instead, what do I get? A bunch of talking heads yammering on about nothing. This lack of news really racks me off. I wish something bad would happen just so we could get back to our lives." Unquote. Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, president of Iran, blamed the United States, Israel, and the Zionist entity of Israel for everything. And he was missing his favorite show, Jihad My Ride. He also used the occasion to justify his country's pursuit of nuclear energy. Similarly, the Reverend Kim Jong-il, Supreme Father, and so weiter and so forth, of North Korea, pointed the finger at the United States and its imperial ambitions. The Right Honorable George W. Bush made a speech saying that this non-event is a reason why America should, quote, stay the course in the war on terror and Iraq. Mr. Bush was quoted as saying, "The terrorists think they can win by not doing anything. If we let them do things like this, we're giving Al-Qaeda the upper hand in this new war." In entertainment news, several TV specials, books, collector coins, and video games titled Nulltag, utter zero day, with an example as follows. And a major motion picture entitled The Day Nothing Happened have all been planned to commemorate this momentous day in history. More to come on the story as nothing develops.